Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the speed of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Welcome fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find the Spider-Man.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the premiere show of The Webs of Steel, hosted by Europe's truly, Shia the Spider, and Miss Steel herself. Thank you to Pregame Radio for giving us the opportunity to go ahead and venture out. Finally, I feel good doing this. Miss Steel, please introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, everyone? For those who don't know me, I'm Lady Steel. Blogger, radio co-host, and a whole bunch of other things. And I'm definitely equally as excited to have this show, and hopefully we'll have some fun together.
All right. Now, that since this is our first venture, it may be a little bit hiccupy, but this is what you can expect from us. We're going to go ahead and pretty much venture out into the hip-hop and R&B circuit, general celebrity gossip, cinema news, and your general everyday quips and clips about anything and everything. So feel free to go ahead and call in at 347-857-4302. You are able to make your own requests for music. You are able to go ahead and discuss any topic that we plan to discuss. And for general notice, sorry.
I said we're not going to be hip-hop only, though. Definitely all genres of music. I need freedom.
Of course. of course. We are really not narrow-minded as to what we play or what we are able to, what requests we're able to fulfill. So please feel free to call in, make any general request. Doesn't just have to be rap. Doesn't just have to be R&B. And we'll do our best to go ahead and hook you up with anything we are able to go ahead and supply, pretty much. So today, it being our flagship show or our premiere show, we're going to go ahead and start off with a topic.
Oh,
where
wait.
We're going to
explain the name a little, just so that people don't think it's like super, super corny. Like it's a little, you know, deeper than just our name.
Well, Ms. Steele wants me to go ahead and pretty much give you the story behind the title of the show. Webs of Steel, as you all know, I hold the moniker of Spider-Man. Most of you who do know me that are actually listening, you already know my affinity to spiders. And, of course, of Steel, that's in requisite of my co-host's name. And we just see it as the show itself as a web that's able to branch out and hit any topic, anytime, anywhere. Any media, any venue of gossip, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, whatever you want. Web stretches far and wide, and we're able to touch on anything. Is that satisfactory, Ms. Steele?
Yes, it is.
All right. So today's topic for our flagship show will be, and this is the general question, when do you know you should be, when do you know a relationship is toxic and vile to the point where it's time to let go? You're in love. You are always going to be in love with a person. When is too much just too much, whether it be cheating, physical abuse, emotional abuse? When do you know to get out? So for right now, everyone can sit on that and think about it for a little bit. We're going to go ahead and definitely discuss this between me and Steel, and feel free again to call in and make sure you go ahead and hit us up at 347-857-4302. Feel free to chime in with your opinions. We'd love to get some feedback. Just come out and support us. But for right now, I'm going to go ahead and drop that new Otis track. Now, a lot of people don't like this, as you can probably tell from Steel's reaction. But me, I love the new album. You know, maybe not as much as a Blueprint album, but
I don't hate it. It just always makes me think of This Christmas. And then I'm thinking about that scene with Chris Brown when he's singing the song, and then it's like Jay-Z and Kanye come out of nowhere, and they ruin it for me. It's just confusing.
So, okay, well, we'll even talk about the validity of Watch the Throne when we come back. So the first tracks, we're going to drop about three tracks for you, and we'll come back and discuss our topic. So one more time, 347-857-4302. Don't be afraid to call. And here's Otis from Watch the Throne, Jay-Z, Kanye West.
Easier to bear. You won't regret it.
I invented stuff, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert, new blows. All the big face, Broly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole. Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless. Man, I adopted these niggas, still examining them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well, I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week, I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, cause we in and get another game. Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the D450, I might curse it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale, got five passports, I'm never going to jail. I made Jesus bucks, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going to fail. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah. Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? Put some immigrants through your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, drop a stickery, what we're overdue. Day is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We chilling them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. I pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Black card, Black on black, black broad, whole lot of money in a black bag, black strap, you know what that's for.
Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Yeah, who gon' stop me? No brakes, I need State Farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, forgot 8 charms.
Who gon' stop me, huh? Niggas talking, they bitch made. Ixnay off my dick nay, that's Pig Latin, it's babe. Who gon' stop me, huh? Last night ain't go so well. Got kicked up at the hotel. Got a little freaky like Marvin Albert, yes, tell how it's wholesale. You just a commentator, if you get me paper. Everybody I know from the hood got common haters. In some relations, you just supposed to say none. Heard she fucked the door, man, well that's cool, I fucked the waitress. Heard Yeezy was racist, well I guess it's someone basis. I only like green faces.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking boss. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Y'all weed purple, my money purple. Y'all see purple, I'm over sober. Yeah. I wrote the verse and yeah. I hope I heard you.
Go. Who gon' stop me, huh? Beat the odds, beat the facts. It wouldn't be wise, bet against the cash. Thought me broke, I better get rich. Night shift, 66, give me one shot. One pot, I show up in all white, wearing no socks. No ceiling, new coupe. They know I'm a dope boy, they don't have no proof. I'm 3 steps removed, I know how to move. Looking like I don't know how to lose. I'm winning again, I'm at the win. I'm at the table, I'm gambling. Lucky lefty, I expect a 7. I went through hell, I'm expecting heaven. I'm old, I'm dull, and I stuck to the cheat code. I'm here, oh yeah, I promise I ain't going nowhere. Okay, here, like a hare, like a rabbit, I like carrots. I'm allergic to having bunny ears. Like broke, like nope, like huh, I ain't no joke. I can't be stopped, like nope. Cinevino, two seats in the 911, no limit on the black car. Told y'all I'm gonna go ham, to the ocean with my backyard. No lies in my verses, hey, please button all the curses. Hey, shit gotta come in some way, fuck, when you growing up worthless. Middle finger to my old life, stretch your shoulder to my old head. If it wasn't for your advice, a nigga would've been so dead. I'm living life till these niggas kill me. Turn this up if you niggas feel me. I'm riding dirty trying to get filthy. Pablo, Picasso, Rocco, Rilke. Graduated to the MoMA, and I did all of this without a diploma. Graduated from the Kona. Y'all can play me for a motherfucker fool if you wanna. Street smart and I'm book smart. Could've been a chemist cause I cook smart. Only thing to stop me is me. Hey, and I'ma stop when the hook starts. Hold up.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking boss. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black card, black card, black on black, black broad. Whole lot of money in a black bag, black strap. You know what that's for?
And welcome back to Webs of Steel with your host, Shia the Spider, and Miss Steel herself. Thank you for calling in. Hope you're listening. Hope you're enjoying so far. Today's topic for our flagship show is, when do you know a relationship is toxic? When do you know it is time to get out and leave? Feel free to chime in anytime you want if you're already listening. You have already called the number, 347-857-4302. And if you're online listening, it's cool. Come into the chat and discuss. So what do you think, Steel? Say again?
I said make sure they know to press 1 to jump in.
Oh, that too. I apologize. If you are a caller and you are listening, don't be afraid to press that 1 and chime in on the discussion. I'll get to you and we'll hear what you say. It's a very open show, so don't be afraid to speak your mind. No one's right, no one's wrong. So what do you think, Steel? When do you think somebody should just say no to the relationship they're in? They need to go. It's done.
It's so hard because every relationship is different. So depending on the circumstances and the situation, like, only you would know. But I think the general answer would be is when you find that this relationship is hurting you more than it's helping you or more than it's making you feel better, that it's time to reevaluate and see exactly, like, you have to be honest with yourself and stop making excuses. Sometimes the minute, see, again, it's kind of biased. I was about to say the minute that he hits you, but then there are those sometimes where, you know, somebody slips up and never does it again. So it's only you know what you can take, only you know what you can live with. But if it's hurting you, and even if you think you could take it, if there are children involved, and it's have, like, children shouldn't be around certain things. It's just so many different factors to consider. But I've been in this situation, and the thing that made me say, you know what, this is just not cool, it's not going to work anymore, is when I was with my ex-husband, we were still married, and I was trying to make it work. I was miserable, but we got married young, and there was just the whole thing of not wanting to look stupid or having to hear I told you so, and everybody knows I have, like, a shitload of pride, so I don't like hearing those things. I don't like being wrong. So I'm trying to, like, stick it out, but then, you know, one day I woke up, and I'm like, am I going to be like, in 10 years, 20 years, I can't be feeling the same way I'm feeling now, and I know this individual. Like, I had to really be honest with myself. Like, I know this individual. We could speak about something. It'll be good for, like, that week. And then the next week, it's going to be the same routine over and over again. And I don't want to live life restarting every week or restarting every month. So I had to call it quits. And then I was putting too much of him before me. Like, I gave up career, and I up and moved. And it was just nothing really beneficial for me in that situation. So I had to leave it alone.
Right. And, you know, it's understandable when people go ahead and they're in a physically abusive relationship where it's kind of spastic. You know, you really want to make it work. You really want to stay with this person, you know. And it's not a situation where, me personally, I'm not just talking about, oh, well, he hit me. Oh, he hit me again. Oh, he cheated on me again. You know, there's different types of volatile relationships. And, you know, from my personal experience, you know, not even to just get on another subject of physical abuse or anything, but, you know, my personal experience, my last relationship turned physically abusive on the other foot. You know, I was the guy getting punched in the face by his girl all the time. You know, I was, you know, there was a point where I kind of thought about it, sitting inside of a movie theater, and here it is where I get hit in the face simply because I said something she didn't like, you know. But certain things like that, you can never really, really put a value on how much you love somebody. And it's kind of hard when you do love that person that is being abusive, or you guys just don't mesh as well as you believe you should have. It's kind of hard to differentiate when you should just get up and go. So for right now, you know, it's kind of hard to say. Let's see what one of our callers has to say. Last 466-30, you're live on the air at Webs of Steel. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Well, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to say, now, I got three different parts in this, like, that I'm going to talk about, though. I'm sorry, I'm a little country, so you might not understand me. But
hold on now. We're from everywhere, man. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm from Florida. So, but look, the worst thing, though, like, okay, everybody talk about physical abuse. The worst thing is mental abuse. Now, I was in a physical abusive relationship, though, where, like, the bra was hitting me, and that's bad. But mental abuse is the worst thing. And, like, one of my baby mamas, I was mentally abusive to her. And, like, that's the worst thing. Like, now that we're not together, like, I see how bad it hurt her.
Right.
And so it's bad. I mean, she should have left a long time ago.
I mean,
so,
but
like, I
agree,
I think
agree with you 100%.
Abuse,
and most
mental
of
abuse. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I agree with you 100% because the irony is that in most physical abusive, you know, relationships, those people are mentally abused first and conditioned to accept the abuse, which is why they stay.
Yeah, because one thing she said, though, when we was breaking up was, like, you know, she would always talk about, like, the things that I would say to her. And I'm like, but I never hit you, though. And she's like, you know what, sometimes I wish you would have hit me because at least it only hurts for that moment. But what you said to me lasts forever.
Right.
So,
right. And I agree. Yeah, that's something that hits home real hard, brother.
Yeah, if you're in a, I'm just saying, you know, for your callers, if they're in a mental abusive relationship, they'll get out before it messed you up because it messed her up. And I hate to see y'all like that, though. I got counseling for it, though. I'm doing much better now with it, though. And the last thing, I mean, it was just for, like, my block boys. You know, if she called the police and said you got dope in the house and a pistol in the house, y'all need to leave her because she's no good for you. Because I had one do that on me, too. So that's kind of
dang, what you was doing to these women?
You know, one thing about, like, before I changed, I cared more about the block and about the streets than I cared about, you know, about who I was with. And all I cared about was making money, you know. And so I didn't care. So they knew that the only way to hurt me was to call the police and say, hey, he got dope and he got a pistol in my house.
Wow.
And then call me and say, baby, I'm waiting on you to come home. You get home and the police in your house.
Wow.
And you got to jump out the window. So that's toxic.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
That's not just hurting, your money, but your future too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I got a whole lot of toxic situations, bro. I've been, you know, being a country boy and being, you know, I was a lot selfish, though, when I was younger. Now I'm a little older, though. I just celebrated my birthday, though. But now I'm older. But, yeah, when I was younger, though, I did a whole lot of stuff and had a whole lot of stuff happen to me, though.
Would you say that
right.
That was because you were young? Or, I mean, was there something else that made you a certain way? Or you just equate it to your youth?
I mean, just young and dumb, just didn't care about nothing. You know, I started making money when I was, like, 13, so, like, I just cared about money. Like, that's it, just getting on this money, having these nice cars, being flashy. Like, that was the thing to be. I didn't care about nothing else. I didn't care about hurting your feelings. I called you all types of names. I didn't care.
What?
I just figured as long as I didn't hit you. I mean, as long as I didn't hit you, though, it was all right. You know, I call you. I mean, can we cuss on here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Nah, because this is the first time I heard your show, bro, and I'm trying to, like, keep it clean, you know. But, nah, I call you a pussy.
Oh, well, we appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, I call you a pussy hoe punk bitch in a minute. I don't give a fuck. And then, you know, like, if you start crying, I'll be like, man, what the fuck you crying for, man? Take this cash, man, and Kit Rocks.
Oh, hell no. You and I would have been warring.
Yeah, hey, and I was warring with him. But see,
wow.
My son's mom, like, she used to beat my ass, though. Like, I was nice. See, I was nice to her, and, like, she used to beat my ass, though. I mean, I'm talking about catch hell. Like, one day I had my son in my hand, and she spit on me and kicked me and shit. I mean, the shit was crazy, though.
No, see
and
that?
And I don't know. After that, I was like, fuck being nice. I'm just going to dog them.
That's a bit much.
So I just didn't care no
more. You know, I appreciate you calling in with that, man. That gives a third insight that me personally, I actually kind of need, you know, because me, I'm right along with you with the whole emotional thing, you know, and I'm the type of dude where if I'm hurt, you know, if you wound me, I want you to feel how I'm feeling, you know, and
right.
The best way most people know how is to do that emotionally. You know, the biggest thing and hardest thing anyone can hit is somebody's heart, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, when it gets to that point where you're getting down and dirty, I think that's when you really need to stop and look and be like, hey, maybe I don't need to be a part of this relationship anymore, you know.
You get hit with the,
yeah.
Oh, but then if I'm worth it, wouldn't you fight for it or wouldn't you fight to keep it? That's like the trick or the hook.
You know, that's what she told me, too, though. Like, when we was going through the whole thing, you know, she was like, well, I'm finna, you know, I don't want to do this no more. And I'm like, shit, well, Kit Rock's there, you know. But then I would, like, 5 minutes later be like, oh, but I do love you, though. I'm trying to be with you. But then, like, 2 hours later, I'm back to cussing her out again.
You are a mental terrorist.
So she was like, yeah, that's what she called me. She said,
oh,
wow. You know, she told me when it ended, you know, because, like, the dude she went, I mean, well, we ain't going to talk about that because I'm not no hater. But, like, you just, you know, it, like she said, I don't care who it is as long as it's not you.
Mm.
Because nobody could believe that she went to such a sorry person. And they was like, you know what? She said, I don't care what anyone says. I don't care about nothing. It's not you, and that's all that matters.
Wow. Wow, that's heavy, man. That, you know, because that's...
Y'all said call in and be blood raw, right? I'm giving it to you blood raw. Take
it
out of here, though.
Oh, no, no. Hey, listen, I appreciate it. No, I really do. And you know what? You seem
need
to
a
have
city
a lot of insight.
What happened? You need a city girl to set you straight.
Huh?
You needed a girl from the city, a girl from New York to set you straight.
Oh, man.
Nah, now I'm just trying to find somebody nice, though. I'm trying to, like, I want to get married now. Like, I want to do the right thing. Cause, I mean, actually, me and this woman have a daughter together.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're doing a great job, though, as parents. Like, she's a great mother. She was a great woman. I'm not going to talk bad about her because she loved me 100%. She did the best that she could. I just didn't know what to do with it. I was wrong. Like, I will be the first to admit, I can say whatever I want to about her if I'm talking to her, but, like, to other people, I'm not going to down her because she didn't do nothing wrong. She loved me with all of her. She never cheated on me, like, 8, 9 years, though. She never cheated on me, never nothing. She used to cook, like, and I tell her, okay, I'm on the way home. I wouldn't show up till 5, 6 in the morning. Yeah, it's crazy. So if y'all got a dude that's mentally abusing y'all, just get out. Just leave it alone. Because it helps. Like, to me, if she wouldn't have left me, then I wouldn't have changed. Because, like, losing that, actually, like, I went through a lot of shit. And so it made me realize that it's me and not them, and that money can't buy. Because that's another thing she would talk about. She was like, you know, you wanted to buy me everything and think that that was okay. And I don't care about the material stuff. I just want somebody that's nice.
Right.
Yeah, well, you need to come to the city. You get a chick like, fuck
she
that.
She was
nice.
From the city, though. She's from D.C., though. I mean, she's from the city.
Oh, well,
I heard D.C., that's kind of rough up there.
I'm in B-more now, though. Like, I moved out here from Florida, and, like, it's crazy out here. Like, they not playing the radio out here, though. These chicks are sick with it, though, but I love it. But, yeah.
May I ask how old you are?
Oh, 35. I just turned 35 on Wednesday, though.
Uh-oh, you're another Leo. Happy belated.
Yeah, I love Leo. Yeah, I'm glad I'm a Leo.
Me too.
Sorry if y'all aren't. I mean, that's the best right there. But no, now I'm all messed up because, like, I done dogged so many people, and, like, now I don't even know what, like, how to be in a relationship. I don't know how to be, like, a good man, good husband, whatever, because all I've done is either hurt them or just, like, we was cut buddies.
But
right.
I don't think that there is a way to be in a relationship. I think it's you treat someone, like, if somebody makes you feel good, then you want to give that back, you know, and instinctively you would want to return the favor somehow. So, I mean, you'd pay attention to the little things that make them smile, the little things that make them laugh, and you know, mimic those things and constantly try to, like, do better or do more.
I can't get past 3 days, though. My longest relationship was 3 days. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, me and her was together, but, like, that was my baby mama. You know, I still had other people, whatever. Like, she wasn't messing with nobody because I was her baby daddy. But, like, I had other broads. I mean, so my longest, like, relationship that I've been honest is 3 days.
Wow. All right. All right. Okay. You know what, fam? I feel you. I feel you on that because me. Yeah,
we
now, this is coming from. Say again.
You know, I need to make contact with him. You need to hit me up on Facebook or on Twitter so I can give you some counsel.
Oh, I'm off. Actually, I'm on Facebook. That's actually, you're a friend on my Facebook. And so when you posted the number, it came to my Facebook. Like,
nice.
And from the way I'm talking, you should know. Like, well, I don't know, because you probably got thousands of friends.
I say the same thing on Facebook. Yeah, I got you, man. Let me go ahead and stay on the line, man. We're gonna come back and talk to you some more, man. I really appreciate your input.
And
really,
I'm on my cell phone riding around in my car, so I could stay on. I don't care about answering the line.
If
you need to answer some other calls, do your thing.
Yeah, most definite. Thanks once again, brother.
Ain't no thing.
All right, that's kind of heavy there, man. That gave me a little bit of insight. But hey, if you are just tuning in to Webs of Steel, you are tuning into a topic discussion of when is a relationship too volatile and too toxic for you to continue with it. You're more than welcome to go ahead and chime in. Press that number one, and you'll be able to come on air and discuss with us. I'm going to put a track on, kind of take a breather for right now. But when we come back, we're going to continue this topic discussion, and maybe Miss Steele will have a few bits of steel for you. Coming at you with hip-hop, R&B, celeb gossip, cinematic news, and everything that you could possibly think of that you might find interesting. So here we go to start up with 6 Foot with that Wayne guy.
Wayne guy.
Oh, man.
That little
Wayne dude. Yeah, that little fella. Just got out of jail. Hope Riker's treated him nice. But anyway, here's 6 Foot, 7 Foot. Stay on the line and we'll be right back.
I'm the question answer, I'm the worst in cancer, I'm the first to blame, yeah, I'm ill. I can bring you niggas that know well, so chill. Any shade that I rock, want the least 4 bills, that's real. So you know I got bills in the field, at that fast 20 store. Give your bitch a funny roar, fucking let that drummy off. We gon' make a loud noise, mommy, you ain't tryna walk, hop up in this Rolls Royce. Why your black is so broke? And your whole life is a joke. I be blowing sour smoke. Got the girls tripping keys, about to sign down my pole. Riding on the road to go with a heavy ass float. I'm a pure asshole. On my bad tag flow. So I only sack mo. Then you ever seen before? Who the fuck is silly flow? Man, that boy really dope. Give me, cap and go. And my outfit right low. Holy lady.
And welcome back to Webs of Steel with your host, Shayer the Spider, and Lady Steel herself. If you're just tuning in, thank you for calling in and listening. Today's topic, or tonight's topic, wherever you are in the part of the world, when do you know a relationship is toxic to the point where you need to get out? You need to go ahead and bounce. You know it's too hard to stay in, and you need to leave. I'm going to take a caller in a second. Let me see. I just wanted to go ahead and put this out there one more time. I've been in many, many volatile relationships, and the main thing that me and Steel will agree on, if anything, is the love that you have for that person. Now, it doesn't need to be abusive to be toxic, mind you. We know this. But the love that you have for a person can blind you to when you need to leave. So I'm about to take this caller out here and see what you say. You are live on the air, 4383. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
What's going on, brother?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Marcus. I'm calling from Oklahoma City.
Okay,
nice.
From Oklahoma. Corral.
Right.
We're doing good, man. So what do you think about the topic we got? When do you think a relationship is too detrimental where you need to just say no and get out of it?
When they're calling the police on you and filing VPO. I think that's
well,
time
you,
to call it quick.
Have you ever been in a relationship that you knew you just couldn't be in anymore and you just had to walk away?
Oh, yeah. That's when I found my out. My last relationship I was in, I went to bed. She filed VPOs and stuff against me and took my kids away and all of that. So that's when I knew it was time. Just let it go. So basically, they're calling the police and stuff on you then.
Chuck, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, you know, when you're walking away in handcuffs, I think it might be time to bounce up.
Yeah, you're walking away in them handcuffs.
Well, you know what, thanks for calling in, brother. You can continue listening, and if you hear anything you need to discuss with us, go ahead and hit that number one. We'll still be here.
All right, I'm listening.
I appreciate it. All right. All right, well, a lot of people think once those cops are involved, those boys, that's it. That's the time to go. But what if you're in a relationship and things just get out of hand and, like, the neighbors call the cops on you? It's not really your fault, is it? But here's another caller. Let's see what they think. 6018, you are live on air. What's going on? Caller
6018. Oh, I'm sorry. It's me. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's going
on? I'm focusing on something else. Not much. How are you guys tonight?
Hi,
Ramona. Hi, Alex. It's your girl here from Cali.
Yay.
Yay. Well, I would
say... We're calling in and supporting.
Yes. I would say a toxic relationship that I just got out of, finally, Alex. It was just too much, you know. I was so consumed with making him happy, and I just realized one day that he wasn't there to make me happy. You know, mm-hmm. I completely lost myself in making sure he was happy, and in the course of that, there were a lot of put-downs and, you know, disrespect to me as a woman, and that was just it was just too toxic, and it took me a really strong half-breed woman and just lowered my self-esteem. And when I looked in the mirror one day, I'm like, that's not me. And it was like the choice, it came down to either me or him. And finally, after 7 years, I chose me. And that was it wasn't physical, but the love and support that should be there between
somebody that you love, it wasn't there. And right. It actually took Alex to point that out to me.
I know, a little bit of our history. We were working together, and she was actually my boss.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a woman, like when you're at work and you're working with someone, and one, they're in a position of authority over you, and then you become friends with them, and it's like to see someone that's so strong at work, and then personal, like in the personal life, you see kind of like the roles switched. It's kind of crazy. Because it's like you know that charisma exists, but then it's somebody that's taking it away, you know, when the cameras are gone. So I'm a moment that's like my baby. She needs to be happy. She deserves to be happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
Yes, no problem. I'll tune in again later. Maybe I'll chime in again later.
Oh, yeah, hey. Just because you're not chiming in doesn't mean you can't listen. Give us that support. Tell your friends, too.
I sure will. I'll tell everybody.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Wow. Man. A lot of good things happening tonight.
Yeah, and that was actually a little bit during my situation when I was with the ex-husband. And I went through a whole, like, kidnapping thing when he tried to take me and stuff. She was the one that, like, banned him from coming to the offices club.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's something. So what do you think? Like, what's the real defining thing for you, for anybody, or one thing that anybody should really look out for to just go ahead and be like, hey, man,
It's respect. I can't even say love because love is different for everybody. And some people think that when you hit them, if you don't hit them, that means that you don't love them. My thing is respect. If you are in the situation and you don't feel like you're being respected, you feel like this person is treating you like a piece of gum on the bottom of their shoe, you need to go. Like if they have no regard for you or if they can't, if you put yourself out there for them, you know, if you know that if you have $1 left to your name and you needed that dollar for something very important, but they came and they asked you for it and you know you would give it to them. But then if they had the dollar and you needed it for something extremely important, they would make up every excuse in the world, or they wouldn't give it to you, but they give it to someone that holds a lesser position than you, you should get out.
All right.
There's no point in being in a relationship. Like, I'm sure it goes both ways, but I can only speak from a woman's point of view. One of the worst feelings ever, and my ex-husband made me feel this a lot constantly, but one of the worst feelings ever is to be sought after or desired or to have people tell you that you're beautiful and you're gorgeous every single day, all day long, and the one person it's supposed to matter from doesn't. Instead, they meet you with all types of criticism. That's not cool. It's not uplifting, nothing. Why are we together? Are you just keeping me, like, as a trophy? Like, what is the point?
Well, you know, some people, I like I said, I've been on both sides, so I can say definitely, of course, respect needs to be there. Respect needs to be there. It's required to be there, of course. This is a definite, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There always needs to be respect within a relationship. But the mainstay is that you got to understand, when people are hurt, they're going to do hurtful things. And if they feel like they're not receiving, not necessarily that they deserve what they believe they need to be getting, but, you know, a situation like you go ahead and say something your dude doesn't like, he's going to try to go ahead and hurt you just the same that, you know. You bite a dog's going to bite you back. You know, and not to say it's the right thing, but just because that happens or respect is lost doesn't necessarily mean the person no longer loves you or doesn't want to hold on to you for the right reason.
Well, that's why I said I can't even say when you no longer feel love, because love can be expressed in many different ways. So I think it's when you just don't feel like you're being respected or acknowledged as a person, like a human, a living, breathing thing, then you should take your walking papers.
I hear that. Well, if you're just tuning in, thank you for calling in. Don't be afraid to press that one, chime in on the topic. When is a relationship too toxic to continue? If you have friends, tell them to give that number a call, 347-857-4302. Call into Webs of Steel with your host, Shia the Spider, and Miss Lady Steel. Right now, I'm going to hit it off with another track. When we come back, we're going to continue the discussion, and maybe Miss Steel will have a few bits of steel. You know, she likes that basketball live show and all that stuff.
Well,
so maybe she.
Let's get into some now, then, because I got a lot to say.
Let's play a track. I wanted to play a track.
I'm done. Whatever. You see this? This is an example of the guy being the aggressor in a relationship. This is a working relationship. Power me.
So I'm being the aggressor right now. Okay. Well, let me be the aggressor just this once.
Now, if I'm compromising repeatedly, then you know that he's abusing me. So we'll let this slide once. But normally, that's how it starts, just so you guys know.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, Apparently, since Miss Steele just went ham on me, that's what we're going to hit it off with. You already know from Watch the Throne, Jay-Z, Kanye West. I told you, I just love this album. It's H8 Ham.
It was all good just a week ago. They can steal they sell, and they watch the stone drop, they can kill they sell. What niggas gon' do, ho? It's a new crap on a new soul. I'm in two, though. True that, they telling me, you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, they just suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. Target, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, hoe, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we speaking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking bitches out like Pam, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Me and Zipper. And the nigga still young. When I had no kids, but I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as shit. Had a few white girls as bad as shit. But the head's so good, damn a nigga glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building. Watch out below, a million out the door. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am.
Fuck y'all mad at me for? Y'all don't even know what I've been through. I played chicken with a Mack truck. Y'all motherfuckers would've been moved. I swam waters with great whites. Y'all motherfuckers would've been chewed. I hustled with vultures late nights. Y'all motherfuckers would've been fooled. Fuck wrong these dudes. Try to walk around in these shoes. See the shit I saw growing up. So maybe you can take a peek at these fools. Niggas fantasize about the shit that I do daily. Like these rappers rap about all the shit that I do really. I'm like really half a billion, nigga, really. You got baby money, keep it real with niggas. Niggas ain't got my lady money. Watch the phone, don't step on our road. Bad enough, we let you step on our glove. When my nephew died, daddy's dead. Niggas took the price from my uncle's bed. Nobody called the cops, it's my uncle's blessed. Don't feel like I relax on my uncle's breath. Bow down, for the main homage. Don't spill hate on my garments. Conjugal phone, fuck your fresh. Headshots, nigga, fuck your vest. Fuck the pig, no punk on my fault. Peace, God, cause you know a nigga just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Webs of Steel. If you're just tuning in, thank you for calling. Sorry about that. Thank you for calling if you're just tuning in. Let's see. We're back on the topic of when do you know a relationship is too volatile, and, well, that's the main topic of discussion for tonight. It's when is a relationship too volatile, and when should you get out of it? But I'm going to hand over the mic to Steele because she got on me earlier. Apparently I'm being an abusive host, and
yes, you are.
Our relationship almost got volatile. So I'm going to let Miss Steele do her bits of steel for our little side column that we got going on.
Yes. Well, I got a couple of things to discuss with you guys. First off, we have Katy Perry is now tied with Michael Jackson. She's become the first woman and the second artist overall, only following Michael Jackson, in the 53-year history of the Billboard Hot 100 to send 5 songs from an album to number 1.
Oh,
so,
wow. She's a lot more popular than I thought. I mean, I know she likes the brothers and everything, even though she's married to that. She's married to a homeless guy, right?
Russell, what? She's married to Russell Brand.
Sure. I mean, he looks homeless every time I see him. Every time he's out in the public, dude looks homeless as hell.
He does, and he's very overrated as a comedian. I don't find him funny at all.
What, he's a comedian?
Yeah.
Well, that should tell you something.
Whatever. And then second off, we have the anniversary of Tupac's, you know, death is coming up. So XXL and Vibe, they're all preparing their commemorative Tupac covers. And XXL decided to interview Tupac's ex-wife, which most people don't even realize that he has an ex-wife, but he does. The marriage was annulled. And even though it was annulled, after he died, she tried to claim that she was a widow, but, yeah, they were already done with each other. But they decided to interview her and his father, who really wasn't...
She was trying to get that money. That's what that was.
Well, of course. And the father, who wasn't really present in his life until, like, you know... When was it he was reunited? I think the first time when Tupac was shot, he came in the picture, kind of. And then... So these people are going to be... featured in the magazine. There's excerpts on Facebook, at least in my group. Also, Saturday on October 1st is the Slut Walk for New York City. Now, the Slut Walk, I know it's... the Slut Walk, I know it sounds like that, but no, don't get your hopes up because it's not going to be a bunch of sluts walking around. It's actually a rape campaign. It's a campaign against rape, at least for victims of rape who didn't get justice or feel like they were blamed for the crime. So they just wear the term slut, and hence we have the Slut Walk, which takes place in pretty much, I know they had it in D.C. already, and it's coming to New York October 1st. So whoever wants to walk in the Slut Walk, I have details up on my Facebook as well.
I guess Raz B is going to be in there. I don't know. I'm joking.
Will Smith is apparently trying to return to rap. I don't know how you want to take that, but yes.
Will Smith used to rap.
Stop being an asshole. Remember, didn't he win a Grammy with Jazzy Jeff for Parents Don't Understand Summertime and all that stuff?
I thought that was like a Disney musical, really.
Brand new. Like, you don't remember the Wild Wild West and Welcome to Miami and Getting Jiggy with It.
Well, the Wild Wild West I remember was a horrible movie.
You're being difficult. You were getting jiggy with it, and you know it.
I don't get jiggy with anything, period.
Okay. Nicki Minaj is prepping for her sophomore album, and she's promising this time to return to the old Nicki, the YouTube Nicki, the one that everybody keeps complaining about that she changed from. She is gearing up to release a sophomore album with materials like that, and she says she's not really even interested in features. More than likely, it will be her and her alter ego, Roman.
So I guess she's pretty much going back to being more of a thug than I look like, pretty much.
Lil Boozy has
been if it's the video you're talking about, man, she looked rough, man. I'm talking about the old girl looked like
gonna get crazy.
My little brother.
Her lyrical content.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. I'm not familiar with her before she made it big, so.
Lil Boozy has a website up called BoozyJustice.com, which his family is pretty much pleading for the public to start a free Boozy campaign, I guess, if you care that much.
That man's staying in jail. he's not getting out. He's gone for 10 years, and that's it. There's no way a campaign will. Why do people do that? I've always wanted to know about that. Like, people do these free so-and-so campaigns thinking that the justice system is just going to take pity and be like, oh, cool, let's go ahead and pardon this person because so many people think the crime that he did wasn't
well,
as serious.
Well, that's
as
what they're thinking. That's
I'm,
exactly
I mean,
what
does that ever work?
Only for, like, certain crimes, like, remember, I don't know if you're like the sisters. I forget what state they were in, but it's like some southern state or whatever, and they got like a double life sentence for stealing like $11. Like that.
What?
It worked because obviously.
Wait! A double life sentence for stealing money?
Yeah, they stole $11 and they got a double life sentence, and I think they served like 10 or 15 years, and then they were released. I think last year, one of the sisters needed a kidney transplant or something, so they just released them after that. Because it was, like, the same judge sentenced them to a double life sentence, and then he sentenced, like, a murderer to, like, 25 years.
Wow. Were they black and the judge was white? Like, you said it was
the
South, right?
White. The women were black, and then the murderer was white. So, yeah.
All right, well.
That was pretty rough. Shaq has a new book coming out, and in one of the excerpts, he pretty much he brought it to light as to how Obama, President Obama, apparently played Ray Allen. And I guess he said, like, Obama was joking, but Ray Allen was, like, Rhonda was never the same after. But he said, like, they were all, you know, like, kicking it or whatever, and President Obama came in, and he said he turned to Rondo and pointed at him and was like, can you teach him how to shoot the ball?
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, honestly, the thing that surprised me the most is that you said he's coming out with a book. I didn't know that man could even write, let alone read.
I didn't either, but he's also, and apparently he just also wrapped up courses in film school because he's trying to be a director, and I remember him, like...
That I actually heard about.
Huh?
That I actually heard about. From what I understand, from what they were saying at this actual school, he's actually doing, he did, like, real good. Like, he didn't let his fame or anything kind of blind him to what he was trying to do. He actually, you know... stuck through the course and did what he had to do.
Well, kudos to him.
Bravo to him. Bravo.
Then you also have this week, Rolling Stone put out Eminem as the king of hip hop over Jay-Z. So, yeah, that caused major tension.
So, from what I'm hearing, is Rolling Stone magazine is crowning the king of hip hop.
Yes, as Eminem.
As Eminem, of all people. Okay, now, of course, Eminem's the man. We already know this. But the king of hip hop, I don't even think he would accept that title, to be honest. Like, I don't see him sitting there and really taking that. I mean, where has he been? You know?
Well,
like, really, where has that man been in, I don't know,
he's been around
5 years, like, you know? I mean, right. I know he's put out that Bad Meets Evil stuff, but, and that's always good. Like I said, M's the man, but King of Hip Hop, that's a stretch. I'm sorry.
And for now, the last article for right now, because I'll be back later on, but there is a Dr. Marcella Wilson case came up about a kid that was posting, you know, everybody has those nasty pictures of themselves they like to put up online. And it was a kid, and, you know, they're trying to penalize children for posting or sexting pictures, lewd photos of themselves, and she's trying to say that it's a violation of the constitutional rights if they want to post pictures of themselves regardless of their age. So I guess that's a matter of if you agree or if you disagree.
Wow. The ones that are arguing over, well, I guess it kind of matters what state they're in, huh?
Yeah.
Some states they have as, well, from what I understand, it really doesn't matter the state. If you're under 18, it's illegal to display an image of any nudity of that person.
All right.
That's how I understood it. Anyways, you done? You good? You got it all out?
No, I didn't get it all out. I told you, I'm going to spread myself around.
All right. If you're just calling in, thanks for listening. Hit the one anytime, and I'll get to you. Hit your people
ladies
up with
and gentlemen,
the numbers,
please note the condescending question he just asked, too. Another sign of abuse, being very condescending.
Oh, wow. Thanks. hit us up at 347-857-4302. The hot topic for tonight is, when do you know a relationship is so volatile that you need to step away? When do you know it's time to get the hell out? I'm just going to drop two more tracks, and we'll come back to the discussion. Welcome to Webs of Steel. I'm glad you're here with us and listening. I am about to... Actually, you know what? I'm going to be nice. Since I'm being so condescending, what would you like to... you have any requests, Ms. Steel?
I don't know. Do you have what it would take?
Do what?
Do you have what it would take?
Do I have what it would take?
To satisfy my request. If not, don't
are
ask.
Are you really challenging me? Like, seriously?
Shut up, okay, whatever. Whatever.
Me, of all people, you're challenging me?
Yes, I forgot. This is the man.
Yeah,
this,
you know it is.
Meet all over Facebook,
well,
publicly.
Okay, all right. How about we keep that stuff? All right. So,
keep it contained when you did it publicly? Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks again for calling in and listening with us. Hit your people up with the number 347-857-4302. Shout out to Pregame Radio for giving Webs of Steel its running legs. We'll be back with the topic, when do you know a relationship is too volatile and you need to get out of it. I see you, caller, and I will hit you up when we get back. Right now, I'm just going to go ahead and give my lady Steel everything. Bye, Neo and Pitbull.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's
tonight,
right.
I'm on love of you. Give me everything tonight. For always.
on my life, baby. I'ma get you right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And maybe I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
If you're on the line and you're listening, just press 1 now and we'll plug you in so you can give us your take on everything.
Yeah, please, please do. And I think we actually just got one. No, hold on. This person disappeared. Let's try this. Okay. Caller 6192, you are live on the air with Lady Steel and Mr. Spider. What's going on?
Yo, what's up? You don't usually sound this reserved on the pregame radio, Spider.
What's going on, Mama?
What's popping? What's up, Alex? How y'all doing?
We good. What's up, Avenue?
Nothing much, nothing much. You know, I have a brother who is a manager of a cell phone company with accessories and shit, yet I'm still begging him for extra batteries.
Battery?
On my phone. Yeah, I don't understand that. This battery on this BlackBerry Flip is the pit. This shit is good for 2 hours. You hear me? Nobody gets a BlackBerry Flip. Don't fuck with that shit. No.
I'm
BlackBerry all the way. Yo, let me tell you something.
Look.
By 2012, BlackBerry's going to have the ultimate touchscreen 4G phone. Watch.
You bugging out.
You watch.
Oh.
All right, what's good now? What's tonight's topic? How do you know when a relationship... All right, so what have people told y'all so far? What have y'all heard so far?
Wait a second. I thought we were asking the questions.
Damn near everything's a book.
Rudy Poo.
No, because I need to know, you know, I want to know if anybody, I don't want to do the same thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, we got you. I'm just messing with you, man.
We had, like, a couple of guys called in, and, you know, apparently police has been called on them, and that's when they knew they needed to go. One guy said while he was holding his son, homegirl spit in his face. One of my friends called in, and she just shed some light on her experience. She was with a guy for 7 years that was kind of, you know, like mentally abusive and like berating. You know, she finally had to walk away from it. So just like from all spectrums, we've gotten a little bit of everything tonight.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest. And in my experience, because I've had much less every spectrum, every part of the spectrum of a relationship you can possibly have, from very good to very fucked up. So I will say this in retrospect, that the time to leave is when your mind tells you in the first place, yo, something's wrong. There's something off about this motherfucker. We tend to want to like somebody so much or want to try and see what's up with somebody so bad that we ignore our instinct. We ignore our gut feeling. I am not going to lie. My kid's father, I was with him for 13 years. I have two sons by him. Before I had the first child, I tell you no lie, and to this day I can remember this shit, and my oldest son is 23, will be 23 next week. We were sitting on the couch watching TV, and he got up to turn the channel, and I swear to you, I can't explain why it happened or how it happened, but just out of nowhere, my gut was like, yo, this is a rotten motherfucker. You do not want to be with him. I'm telling you, and I ignored it. Why did I ignore it? Because in all reality, he was an older dude. I was mature, so I always hung out with older people. All my friends now are in their late 40s, early 50s and shit. His father, the kid's father, he was 7 years older than me. I was 16, he was 21. So listen, I'm the only one out of all my girls that's dealing with a grown man. You understand? And even though my family tried their best to keep us apart, you know when a girl get it in her mind, she want to do something, you know we going to do it. We don't give a fuck what nobody say. We got our eye on something, we going to fucking do it, period. And so I found a way to be with him regardless. But I'll never forget that first instant. And it was a couple of things. It was a couple of little signs. But I just chose to ignore it because I wanted to appear a certain way to a bunch of motherfuckers. It didn't even matter what they thought. You know what I'm saying? It didn't even matter what they thought. So I wound up being in a relationship with this dude for 13 years. And we had okay time. We had some good times. But most of the time, it was bullshit. Towards the very end of the relationship, I would say like the last year and a half of the relationship, we didn't even sleep together. He slept in another room with the kids, with the boys, and I stayed in my room. And I was stupid. I was stupid. You know, I wasn't stupid. I had some compassion. Regardless of all the shit he did to me, I had some compassion for him. And I allowed him to stay here because his mother was dead. His father was on his way dying. He had nobody but his sister. She didn't give a fuck about him, and that's because he fucked her over so many times. So technically, he would have been homeless. But you know what? Now that I think about it, and ladies, this is another thing. If you're keeping a guy around because he don't have nowhere to go, and so the fuck that, let the nigga go to a shelter. Real talk, he can go to the shelter. He can sleep on a bench in the motherfucking park. Who cares? Get on the fuck out your house. You can't have that type of compassion because it only stifles you and it fucks you up in the end. And it doesn't. He don't treat you no better because he's not appreciative of the fact that you even let the motherfucker stay there. You think?
Right.
And me and this mother, we used to fight. You hear me? Not often. But when it got to a point where what happened is because I got a smart-ass fucking mouth. And I could always out-talk him. It's because I could always out-think him. He could never say shit because he couldn't think. He couldn't get his mind right. So he could never answer shit back. It would just be simple shit. I wasn't even really putting no thought into it. It'd be simple shit. But I would know how to press his button, and it would turn him the fuck off. And then the only thing he could think of now was, okay, the only way I could beat her is if I hit her. but he forgot that I was a scrapper. He forgot.
Oh, God.
He forgot I grew up with nothing but dudes. He forgot I was a bully in school. He forgot that shit. That nigga was like, we used to scrap. Real talk, we used to scrap. He would come out of it looking worse than I did. Trust me when I tell you. But it got to a point where my kids got older, and for them to see that, that shit wasn't cool. That shit wasn't cool.
So,
just like with cigarettes, I woke up one day and didn't want cigarettes no more. Real talk, I was like, yeah, I don't want these shits. They stink, they nasty, and it's just taking too much money out of my pocket. I don't want them no more. And I stopped fucking with cigarettes. And that's how I felt about him. I woke up one day and was like, yo, by this weekend, I need you to go ahead and be out of here. And he was like, what? I'm like, you know, by this weekend, I need you to go. You need to remove yourself from the premises. And if you don't, yo, you know I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm like, no, nigga, you got somewhere to go. That bitch you be talking to in the room half the night, go stay with that motherfucker. If she can entertain you all night on the phone, then she can entertain your ass in person. You don't know her living situation. I don't give a fuck. What I do know is that you got to go. And best believe, not that Friday, but that Saturday, his homeboy came and got him, and he took his ass down to Pennsylvania. And that's where he's been ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I should have did it sooner. Real talk.
So my thing
is, when you get that in your first mind, your first feeling, don't take yourself through the pain. Yo, let it go. Follow your mind. Follow your instinct. It will not lead you wrong. Real talk.
That's real death right there. Real talk.
On the line, Eb. I think we got another call coming in.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely we do. I apologize. Hey, chill out for a second. You know I'm going to get that.
Yo, that switchboard ain't no joke.
Hey, I just see the yellow thing. I'm like, what is that? But, hey, let me see. I think it's 1046. You on the air. What's good?
What's good? How are you?
I'm good, Mama.
Hi. What's going on? Good evening to you all.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Okay, so anyways, the topic at hand, we're talking about when relationships are toxic, and, you know, I think that you start to realize a relationship is toxic when you can't even focus on the things, you know, like your work, your job. You can't even focus on hanging out with your friends because you're worried about what your mate is going through because they're trying to pull you down when they're miserable. You know how they say misery loves company. But I think that's when you need to go ahead and let it go. Because you don't want to be miserable with that person. Let them be miserable by themselves, basically. That's how I see it.
Yeah, when you start feeling guilty about hanging out, or if you're
happy
and having fun, you feel guilty.
Right, because whatever it is they're going through, they want you to feel their pain as well. And that's not fair. Why should you go through it? Just because you two are in a relationship, it doesn't mean that you have to succumb to their negativity. So
true.
I think that's when you need to go ahead and say, all right, that's enough. I've had enough. I don't need that negative energy around me. It's best that we part our ways. Good luck to you. Have a nice life. Peace. Adios. That's it.
Have you personally experienced this?
Yes, actually I have. And I found that when I'm single, I'm much more happier. You know, I don't want to. I'm not with all that drama. And even though Libra is a sign of partnership and marriage, it's like I'm not the one to rush into that. If I feel like
damn
playing
right.
games with me,
damn
right.
Libra's
I don't
all
care.
The way.
Right. That's right.
Libra's all the way.
Libra's all day, every day. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So
you
must,
guys
you know,
lucky that Neo's a Libra. That's the only reason why I like it.
Get that little pinhead ass looking dude off
okay,
my head.
He's loving. He writes about me for me. Okay.
You are crazy.
And, now I feel bad about being a Libra, but anyway.
Oh, no, don't feel bad because Tisha Campbell's a Libra, too, and Tisha Campbell's hella cool.
Oh, yeah,
and so is T.I., so, you know, you're good.
But, yeah, look where he is. Pay attention to every Leo that's had a birthday this month and look at where they are. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, my brother's a Leo, and he's locked away, so that doesn't mean anything. But that's another thing.
I mean, I hope he hasn't gone the T.I. route. Well, even if he is, I bet you he's the king in there.
Oh, definitely. He's definitely a very well-respected individual.
That's what we do. We commend respect.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, back to the subject at hand. So, like I was saying, I found that when I'm single, I'm much more happier. I don't want to, you know, I'm not with all that stress. I don't like to be questioned, and I don't want his negativity, his drama around me, you know. So, yeah, that's what I say. I say just let it go. That's when, you know, you have to let it go. When you can't even focus, you can't even have fun with your friends, your homeboys or your homegirls, because you're worried about, oh, is he still upset? Now I have to go home and listen to his mouth. And, yeah, so just let it go. You
yeah,
know,
you're
headache.
Right, because I've experienced right. that as well. So, so
right.
Right,
exactly. So, yeah.
Well, let me. I like your insight on this, and you know what? I'm going to bring Ebony back in on this too, right?
Okay, bring Ebony back in. Is Ebony the one that was talking about she was beating her man up?
Yeah.
Yo, Ebony's a gangster. Like I'm. I like that. I can't even front. Like I'm all about violence. Like if the man wants to get out of hand, beat his ass by all means. Like
you know what? This is exactly why I wanted to bring her in on this, because I want some personal insight right now. And,
go right ahead.
I already hear Lady Steele's eyes rolling in her head, but because she already know what I'm about to bring up. But all right, check this. Check this. I just got back from Afghanistan, just got out the Army, right? And
okay. Feel them rolling now.
While I was there, I got into a relationship with one of my fellow soldiers, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the big thing was we were together for about a year, but the whole thing was it was a trust thing. It was a trust issue. That's where a lot of the issues started, right?
Mm-hmm.
So things started breaking down, but we built this love for each other where we really wanted to, man, we got to make this work. I'm going to change this. Okay, baby, I'll change this, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not going to tell the entire story, but the first thing, what the heck is going on over there?
Somebody's at somebody's house.
The first thing that made me kind of look at the relationship, and y'all are probably going to just say, hell yes, I should have got out right then and there. But
mm-hmm.
It was a situation where I said, hey, I'm going out with my boys. All right. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and chill with them at his crib. Okay, not a problem. While we at my boy's crib, we all decide to go to the strip club. All right, cool.
Uh-oh.
Now,
you should have told her.
Now, I told her that, hey, we're about to go out. Okay. Now,
yeah,
this was a strip club.
You should have been more specific, honey. You should have said, you know what, we might hit up the strip club later on. You should have kept it real with her.
I wasn't trying to hide it, you know.
But you didn't tell
her. I really wasn't trying to hide it. Well, okay, well, check this out. This is a result of that.
Okay.
She drove around. She saw my Beamer in the parking lot at the strip club. She called me.
Hold on.
My
she
phone.
Drove around, like stalking type driving around? Like, oh, hold on, let me check on this nigga type.
Yeah.
Stalking
yeah,
type?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not good. Okay?
That's
and as
crazy,
soon as
right
I step
there.
Outside the door, I get the two-piece and the biscuit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I was raised by my grandmother, so I'm conflicted. I'm like, whoa,
what the hell am I supposed to do
in this situation?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at her. I'm looking at my glasses broken on the ground, and I'm looking at her, and she's like, you damn liar, you at a strip club with all these hoes? I'm like, I told you, me and the dudes were going out. Why are you sitting here looking for me? Why didn't you just call me?
Let me ask you a question. So this happened in the beginning of the relationship?
This happened about maybe 3-4 months afterwards.
Okay, that's when you should have broke off.
Say again?
And you still continued to deal with her after that?
Love struck, mama.
Wow.
I'm not even going to lie.
See, that's the problem with a lot of us Libras. We are a sucker for love. Some of us can be a sucker for love, and that's not a good quality to attain. I'm telling you right now. Our eyes are doing most of the
But you know what? Don't even, you know, as a Libra, you don't even have to claim that exclusively as a Libra. That's just something, because I just mentioned that. I said that a lot of times we see shit. But because we want to be with the person or look, we look beyond that.
Right, because
we look beyond the bullshit. We don't want to. We recognize it and we see it, but we just choose to ignore it.
No,
that's not.
No,
that's
because not
exclusive
that's not the worst
thing.
Like, that's fairyland compared to what this chick has done and what he's put up with.
Yo, that's,
but
you know what?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, like after that whole incident went down, you should have just said, "Okay, I can't deal with you." After
but you know what?
Hand,
he didn't say, "Thank you, ma'am. Please, may
right
I have enough?"
Hold on. Wait a second. Give me a second, guys. Hold on. Okay.
Too much estrogen for you.
Not even. I'm loving it. It's making me feel
good. When a person shows you who they truly are, please believe them.
Believe them.
That's it. Please believe them.
Yeah, don't make excuses. Believe them. And then if somebody else is kind enough to even confirm that that person is who they are or that they're showing you, take it into consideration too.
Yes, and don't lie. And most importantly, do not lie to yourself. It is what it is.
That sounds familiar.
Don't lie to yourself. Yo, you.
He lied
to you. The worst person you can lie to is yourself.
Exactly. And you can't be in a relationship for somebody else. You can't do that.
You'll never be happy because you're going to be so busy trying to please that person. And it's going to be like, well, damn, what about me? Why am I so busy trying to please that person? And what about myself?
And what goes along with that as well is that while you're busy messing around with this motherfucker, your true blessing is being blocked because you're dealing this motherfucker right now. Because
you're dealing with this bullshit, right.
Word. It makes no sense, yo. Real talk, life is too short. And I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, you could be in love and all that other good shit, but when it boils down to it, pussy and dick is a dime a dozen. Don't get hung up on that good head or she
right,
like you
exactly.
ass shit.
That's
don't
exactly
get hung up
true.
On that. You will find the next bitch that will do that shit.
You know what it is?
Twice as
but
well.
You know what's
up,
crazy?
Okay?
You know what's crazy is I was dating a guy for a few months, and even though the sex was whack, like on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it like a 5. It was just the fact that I liked him. I liked him so much that I overlooked that bullshit. I'm just like, I like him so much, I'm willing to deal with it because I liked him that much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you know what?
And then
on my
got
side,
to a point
on,
where you
on,
wasn't willing to deal with it.
Right, and then I'm like,
but,
you know
but
what?
On my side, you know, for real talk, the whole idea, and this is where the topic comes in, like, you know, you're blinded by love in a situation like this. I'm not talking about no nickel and dime fucking relationship where you just met the bitch or met the nigga in the fucking club and you go bone and you just get attached. That's crazy. I'm talking about something real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me, honestly, I can say no lie and still will even vouch for this. Oh, girl's a duck. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about models coming at me. I had other soldiers that were like bad as hell coming at me, but I was just stuck on this chick just because it was her. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about the looks. It wasn't about
the sex. So
it was
something about her that you gravitated towards her. It was something about her that was keeping you in that relationship.
And guess
what?
She knew that there
was
something about her, and she used that.
What was it about her?
So we're into the psychology of spider now. Cool. Not a problem. But we, with her,
we're untangling the
honest
web.
To goodness,
was it her militant ways? I think it was her militancy that you were attracted to.
No. I'm explaining something to you right now. My emotions go right down the middle when it comes to that military shit. I really don't care about all of that. I just did my job.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with her. It was straight up. I hadn't been in a relationship for almost 6 years before I got into it with her. I was in two relationships before that, but they were short lived. I'm talking about me and her ended up living together. You know what I'm saying? I wake up in the middle of the night to go ahead and take a leak, and she's sitting right there holding me. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it goes into the same thing you and Ebony were saying, where it's like you're so maybe used to it that you want to keep it. you know?
Right.
And
right.
Maybe that was partially into it.
You were just so you were so into this chick that you put all that other shit to the side. Like, yeah, she hit me and she punched me and she's stalking me, but you know what? I'm feeling this girl so much that I'm still gonna hold on to her. That's basically what you
just
were.
Look at listen to how crazy that shit sounds. Like, yeah, she hit me, she stalked me, but
this is what I'm saying. Love can make you blind to it, so it's kind of hard for people to. It's kind of hard for people to recognize
the
situation. When they are in recognize a real bad situation, it's the same thing. Like, what's the actual terminology for it? Battered wife syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual abuse.
You know, thing. This
some
is
people
my...
will push that shit to the side and be like, "No, I love him." So for type of people, like the type of person I used to be, how are they supposed to be able to get told or recognize, yo? Get the fuck out of Dodge, man. The shit's going to kill you. Or vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody
you know
can
what
really
I do
tell you or make you do something that you don't want to do. You have to be willing to do it on your own.
Yeah, something inside of you has to click. Because as far as what I'm concerned, I spent
way... We could try to tell you. We could... It's like we're talking to a dead dog. Like, we're just gonna keep pounding it and pounding it and pounding it into your system. But at the end of the day, you're going to say, okay, guys, I thank you. I appreciate you for looking out for me, but I'm going to do what I want to do regardless, blah, 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 blah. And then something inside of you one day, like
and,
the light bulb goes off, and you're like, oh, it's time for me to go.
And I got you in a second, Steele. But one more thing to add before I let her go ahead. The thing about that, the funniest thing about that, the entire year, right, the entire year me and her were together, please tell me why the people's, that were always around us, always came back to me and was like, hey, man, you might want to do something about that. You know what I'm saying? And I would listen
it's
to them.
Like, but you
and,
know
and
what?
I'm smart enough. I'm smart enough to listen to it and hear it and be like, you know what? Shit, you know, something real bad is going on. But every time I would try to go away, my chest would be like, God damn, this shit hurts. And I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Right, exactly.
You know? But something real vicious did have to happen in order for me to really be able to step away.
What made you finally let this broad loose? What made you finally let her go? What was the straw that broke the camel's back in this?
I'm not convinced the straw did break, but go on.
Oh, come on now.
I thought he said he
let her go. And you know what?
You know,
they're
not. I'll even
tell you why she says that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mama.
Very interesting.
Huh?
Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is, like, I've spent a long time very unhappy. You understand what I'm saying? So, for me, when I run into anything that makes me feel close to that or looks like it's going to lead up to that, because I practice foresight and I use it to the best of my ability. Being 26 and already divorced, one under my belt, I'm a lot more careful now. And if I feel like I'm unhappy, I speak on it. I don't hold my tongue anymore because I did enough of that already. You know, being
hold
with
on,
this.
Phil, you were married?
Yes, I got married.
Hey, guys. Hold on. We're going to continue. We're going to continue this. Please, hey, Ms. Lira, Ebony, stay on for real quick. Got one more caller. 7298. Please, you're on air. What's going on?
Yo, what is going on here?
Chaos.
What's going on? Who's this? Chaos?
Oh, man. If you don't know who this is.
My,
how do you not know his voice?
Bad dog.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
What's good, pregame radio? For those who don't know, it's your boy Brooklyn Black right here, Webster
Field.
It's going down, I see.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Let me bring Ms. Lever and Ebony back on before they curse me out. So I know they want to say something to your ass.
Oh, man.
We have our benefactor.
Fighting,
on
got
the
it,
air.
Mommy. Can you hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
All right, what's good? Black, so you got a minute to call in, huh?
Yeah, I'll be able to get one.
A battery.
As you can see, the show is going great. It's a great topic.
Yes, I see.
Great info going through. Yeah, definitely. This is a good show.
Yeah, I appreciate that, even though I put myself on spot for it, but thank you.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what being the host is about.
Yeah, so, you know, we here doing the damn thing over here at the
time. I'm very
place.
Surprised.
Huh? Why are you surprised? What's going on?
Huh?
I said, why are you surprised?
Because I was so adamant about the two-hour time slot. You could ask Spider-Man. I was very adamant about that. Now I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. We went ahead and did the damn thing.
What's going on with the topic, guys? We're getting off track. Can we get back to the subject at hand?
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, this is the militant side of the Libra kicking in.
Oh, wow.
For everybody that doesn't know, this is Mrs. at Nasir Jones on my...
Oh, okay.
And she is very vocal about this topic, so...
Yeah, extremely
vocal. I'm vocal about a lot of topics, so, yeah.
All right,
so...
Honorary guest host tonight,
before I gotta go.
Hold on. Go ahead, Black. Go ahead.
I said somebody update me real quick before, you know, I got to go.
The topic is, when do you know you're in a toxic relationship?
What is wrong
and
with them? Oh, shit, I'm off that one. I'm off that. But you guys keep rocking.
I'm off that.
I'll be back in the place tomorrow at 11 p.m. but I'm back at work. I'll let you guys later. You guys have a safe one.
I appreciate it, brother. Wow.
Get the hell out of here with that shit. What is he talking about?
That's
no,
like,
anyway.
Man, he was just checking in because this is the first night. This is a debut show that we're premiering, a spinoff of a show that he has, Pregame Radio. And so this
is. Okay, cool.
Huh?
I said cool.
She said, okay, cool.
So
like,
he was just
totally
checking.
Rad, man. Awesome.
Yeah, like, awesome, dude. No, let me stop.
You're going to come up here for Labor Day, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait.
We miss each other every year for Labor Day. I've been knowing this time I met on Twitter, and every year we're like, oh, we're going to link up on the parkway, and we never do.
I know. It's ridiculous. But anyway, okay, back to the subject at hand. Back to the subject.
Oh, yeah, I have a question to answer, don't I?
Okay. Yes, you do.
I got a question to answer.
I thought you guys broke up. So what happened?
Oh, no, we did. See, the thing was throughout the whole relationship was back and forth. But the main thing that really did it, and Steele will even say this, like you heard her say, is possibly bullshit. But the thing that made me not want to be with her, but I would still say that I love her, the thing that happened was we were coming down, we were really coming down here. After I got out, she was driving me to Florida. Got into an accident. Motherfucker didn't have no damn insurance on her shit, right?
Oh, no.
So I looked at her. I was like, I'm going to put you on my insurance. You outrank me. You're paying the shit.
Okay.
Three months go by, she didn't pay it. My insurance got canceled. So that made me feel like she didn't give a shit. So I started snooping around for shit. When I want to find something... I'm real good at it. Come to find
mind
out,
you, make sure, time out. Mind, make sure that you also indent that when that situation happened, I did tell you to be wary, but you ignored me.
You just want, yeah, okay, yeah, kudos.
Give her credit.
I do. And, you know what? I do, because it gets sickening when you have to tell one person the same thing over and over and over again.
Exactly. It's like you sound like a broken record. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then on top of it, you can't help somebody
that doesn't want to be helped, period.
You look and you sound like a hater, too, on top of it.
Exactly.
And see,
people
look at it like, she's just hating.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She just wants you guys to break up. No, she's actually looking out for your best interest so that, you know.
See, that's one thing I'm tired of. That's one thing I'm tired of hearing about that hater stuff. But anyway, the entire thing.
That word is being thrown around so easily nowadays. It's like, no, I'm not a hater. I'm just a realist. I'm giving you my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Because
I don't
like
somebody or something does not make me a hater, but okay.
But you didn't take it as a real opinion, though, so.
No, honey, we're just generalizing.
No, I know. I'm adjusting him because he's agreeing, but I'm like, he didn't take it as a real opinion.
I have to agree because I know it's right, you know. But regardless of it being right, it doesn't mean that I'm going to roll with it. Like I said, I was stubborn and blinded because of love. But
exactly.
the entire situation was, and like you said, something in you has to click. Now, what
but
happened?
But then, time out again. Time out.
Hold on.
I know. Because I need to address this right here, this point right here. How can you then say that you are being real with someone when part of you really isn't? You know, if you have a friend that's giving you real advice and you're supposed to be keeping it real, yet you're not
because you want to remain in
a make-believe world.
Because when love is involved, logic does not exist. Logic does not create love. Love defies logic. That's the truth of emotion.
I should be ignorant enough to let my ignorance take over and just shoot down everything that you say after that.
Not necessarily. How many parents do you know that will run into a burning and collapsing building for their children knowing damn well they're not going to come out? There is no logic in that. All that is love. That's paternal love. It's not that
for a lover not to be compared, really.
I'm not trying to compare it, but what I'm trying to do is not necessarily compare it, but give you a scope of how deep love can go for somebody where you will straight up be like, you know what?
Screw everything else, if love was a trip, then don't tell me you're not.
No one said that I wasn't.
You sound very personal.
No. This is the thing.
I'm listening in.
This was the big thing. Hold on. This was always the biggest thing with me. The thing that made me click, like you said, something you have to click. I found out that when I stopped being a dog, when I went ahead and went inside myself to pull the hole out of myself and try to change the way she originally wanted me to, stop going out, start saving money on smart shit, stop drinking as much, stop smoking as much,
real talk,
I'm not even going to lie to you. And I'm going to put myself out there. I got two DUIs fucking with this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
But I went ahead and fucking got her ass out of jail, saved her rank in the military. There's so many things that have occurred, but the thing that made me snap after all of that, going through all of that, all the fights, all of that, I still find out she's fucking three other niggas while she's supposed to be at work, you know what I'm saying, because we work in the same company. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, when my license got suspended and she's driving around in my shit, where the fuck do you think she took it? When that shit came out that she was using my whip to go to some other nigga's spot, that shit shut me down inside.
You know what I'm saying? That is so disrespectful. Wow. She really
now,
and you know what's crazy is because what did I tell you? I told you, okay, either it was too little too late or she knew that she wanted to have you on lock. And that was what it was. But again, it's hard to be
crazy.
And that's understood. It's understood.
That's giving you
sound
when you don't want to take it.
I mean, hey, like I said, some things are harder for other people than most. Real talk, especially when it's matters of the heart. There is no logic behind emotion. I am telling you. And the biggest thing for me was, and I know damn well there's a low percentage of males that will say this, even though the motherfucker killed me inside, and even though I know I have to stay away, I can always readily admit, even in past relationships where I put my heart out there, there's maybe two others that I can say I love. Motherfucker still, hey, I love the chick, but I know damn well it's not what I need to be in. That's what I'll always say, no matter what. Real talk.
But you'll still proudly proclaim that you love them, and they'll know this too, and always have something over you and make it easier.
Yeah, they'll use that to their advantage.
Exactly, and he doesn't seem to get that for whatever reason.
Yeah. Or maybe he does get it, but he just doesn't care.
Now you can go ahead and say you love somebody after they hurt you. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
You don't think it matters, but the person that's on the receptive end of that love, it does matter to them because they know you like nobody else knows you. So they know that if you're speaking these words, it's because that they must be true, unless you're a bullshit artist, and they will use it to their advantage. And you, if you really and truly genuinely do love them, when they do come back at your doorstep crying or whatever, guess what? You're opening the door.
Not at all. Not at all. Because I can easily say that I love a motherfucker that I'm willing to kill. Real talk.
Look at how much this one threw in. You didn't even tell the whole story, and you don't have to, but look at this. And it took you only to know that there was another guy in the picture or multiple guys in the picture, which, in my opinion, I would have already known that.
He already knew it. He may not want to admit
to it, but deep down
inside, he already knew it.
Had to. There's no way in hell.
You know what, Spider? It sounds like sometimes, you know what? Some people, real talk, they have to learn by adversity. Sometimes you have to be face down and shit before you say, hey, this stinks. No matter what anybody tells you, don't step in that
shit.
That shit stinks, but you don't believe it. You got to run like you're trying to get to home plate, and you got to slide from third to home all in that shit and get all up in your nose and in your eyes and in your face before you realize that it's shit and it stinks.
Sometimes you have to be lying in a puddle of shit before you lose people around you that care about you that are just sick and tired of telling you the same thing.
Well, you know what? I found in life that people that really genuinely care about you, they never really go away. They may stay away from you for a while. They may not, do the things that they used to do with you, converse, go out, et cetera. But
they'll
people that really care about you, they're always there. They'll come back when you get your shit together.
That's
you get
grand.
Your shit correct.
They will give you a second chance.
Yeah, they will. Because people know your heart. And real talk,
exactly.
Spider, it sounds like you just stuck on stupid. That's all. Eventually you're going to take your car to the shop and you're going to get the fucking accelerator fixed. You ain't going to stay stuck on stupid. You're going to be able to understand you want to recognize shit, bullshit from the beginning and know how to stay away from it and learn how to stay away from it. That comes with maturity and that comes with age, okay?
Yeah.
And that comes with experience, all right? It comes with experience. You'll get to a point where you can see a bullshit motherfucker bitch coming from a mile away.
A mile away,
and not be bothered with it. And
you know
Alex,
what?
Too.
As soon as they open their mouth, you'll know that they're a snake.
Alex, I know sometimes Alex is frustrating. It's frustrating when you're trying to tell somebody something, especially when you're on the outside looking in, because it always looks different. And you're trying to tell somebody something, and it's like they're just not getting it at that point.
But they will get it.
Beating your head against a brick wall, and you got to let it happen.
And then I withdraw. And so that's what I do. He doesn't like it when I withdraw or whatever. But that's my solution to it. I just back away from the issue because
it's one thing to get frustrated at the person you care about and the situation they're in. It's a totally different situation when you violently get mad at them, like get really really mad at somebody. For something they're doing when you know damn well they're attached to the shit, that's totally different.
Not even go there because we're not going to – listen, this is getting a bit too deep maybe because I'm not going to put it all out. You already know what it is, and at the end of the day, if I'm going to be a friend to someone, I'm going to be a friend to someone in every way that I know how to. But
exactly.
I'm not going to put myself in a situation in which I'm constantly thinking about your situation when I know it's bullshit and I've told you it's bullshit and you decide you don't want to take it as bullshit, I have my own life to live as well. And I don't need that over my head either. So
yeah,
then I will look at some situation, and I won't speak on it. If you decide you want to hit me up, then you hit me up. And if you have an issue, we'll speak about it. But other than that, it's not going to be, you know, the way that it was. Because at this point, you've been informed, and you have the information that you need. So you take and you do what you need with that information.
I hear that. And that's definitely real talk. You know, and I really don't mind being on Front Street like that, because hopefully whoever's listening, whoever is tuned in, they can take something from this tonight, you know. If you're in a relationship, and this is bottom line, I'm going to be
we're
on
in
my...
a relationship after tonight. We're not. We really are not.
I'm just saying, if you are or if you are not, you know, or even if you have friends or family members that are in relationships where you know damn well, shit, get the fuck away, man. Like, sometimes you can't push somebody to do it. Sometimes somebody needs to be burned by fire.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to know that the fire is hot before they realize, oh, shit, I can get burned by that.
I also someone that's been in that situation than you. And you know what? I informed them, you know what, their situation wasn't cool. The chick wasn't feeling them as deeply as they were feeling. And I knew the chick first. She was a very dear friend to mine, but I saw the things that he was doing. I saw him giving up jobs and you know, doing everything that he could because he wanted to be close to her and, like, losing himself in her. And I felt bad because I knew what was really going on. So I went, you know, one friend to another. He was a mutual friend of my ex. And I went to him and I told him, and I ended up losing my own friend behind that. But he actually took the advice and, you know, they broke up. But I didn't lose her completely, but for a year,
we
got in contact.
You know what? This is what I'm going to do. We have one more caller, but time is of the essence. So I want you to go ahead and give a little final thought. Miss Lieber and Miss Ebony and Steele, and we're going to hold out the end of this topic for next week. This is so good. We're going to start
it
off
again. Next week. I'm not trying to give
up. Oh, my God. Like, we need to...
Hold on.
Like, I'm not even ready to go yet. Like, can we go for another hour? Like, what's going on? Like, I'm loving
it. I wish. But we're on the schedule here, Mama.
Yeah,
so
we've been 3 hours strong
thought.
Already, pretty much. Oh, wait, can't we?
I'm
1 hour or no?
Yeah, or half hour?
It's not set up yet. It's not set up yet.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and get this caller in here so they can speak out and everybody else can do their final thoughts. So right now you're on the air, 6630. What's going on?
Hey, what up? Well, no, it's me calling back, bro. I had to hang up, man.
Oh, it's all good, man.
So I just checked my thing, though. Y'all was like, call back. So I called back, you know.
That's what's up. That's love, brother. That's love. So you got any final thoughts on this topic?
My final thing is, though, if it ain't working for you, get out. And always remember that the plan is bigger than the fight. So if the fight get bigger than the plan, get missing.
Real talk. Real talk. Appreciate it, brother. You take it easy.
Yeah, y'all boy.
Whoops, my bad. 0-3-0-7-7, you're on the air. You got any final thoughts for us?
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Oli. I'm just actually calling. I've been listening in back and forth. I just want to say congratulations to Lady Steele. Black told me to call in, so I've been listening a lot, you know what I mean, throughout this whole time. I love what you guys are doing. Hi, Ollie. Hi. Is that Ev?
Thank you.
Hi, Ollie. Ev, okay, listen, I thought that was your voice. I swear to God, you always keep it real, Mama. I love it. if I was to say anything about the topic that you guys are talking about, I would just say, you know, who feels it knows it. You know what I mean? So if you feel it's over, it's over. I mean, you know,
that's all I got to say.
Sure,
indeed.
That's right. Well, again, just want to say congratulations. Love that you got your own show, everything like that. So, you know, holler at me if you need help.
You
know, it's just whatever. You already know.
That's all.
Appreciate that, Mama.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Oli. I love you, Oli.
All right, Libra girl, you're next.
What do you mean next for what? What am I doing here?
Final thoughts. Shout out.
Oh, my final thoughts. I just want to take this time out to thank you all for having me on your show tonight. I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to express my views. Props to Lady Still for inviting me over, all that good stuff. And, yeah, like I said, if you feel like, you're not happy in the relationship, you know, he or she is trying to drag you down because misery loves company, just go ahead and let them go. You don't need that drama. You don't need that all that extra baggage. So, yep, that's it.
Appreciate it, Mark.
No problem.
Definitely next week, yeah. Friday, we'll be right back here again. So.
Whoops. My bad. We've literally got 1 minute. So, Steel, I appreciate you so much. You're such a good friend. But, I'm not going to discuss any final thoughts on this because I think everything that needed to be said was said. So make sure you hit us up next week, 347-857-4302, Webs of Steel, with your host Shia the Spider and Miss Lady Steel. Got anything else to say before we go, Mama?
Yes, make sure you hit up Spider-Man, a.k.a. Shire, at www.facebook.com/Shire. That's Shyair. And myself on Twitter at Lady Steel or facebook.com/Rants of Steel. Which is RANTSOSSTELE. And thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Had a great time with you all.
Take it easy, people.
Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead.